Chapter 4. After they had eaten, Jim Horton dug a flask from the bottom of one of the saddlebags and settled into drinking. Celinda could tell he was actually relieved to have his ruse exposed, for now he could openly pursue his vices. The whiskey he was drinking was so strong that Celinda could smell it from the far side of the campfire, where she had nestled to keep the greatest possible distance between herself and her companion. Or was he her captor now? Celinda was not certain of her status. Horton remained quiet for nearly an hour. Celinda sat staring into the fire, wishing she could magically will her father and mother back to existence and herself back into her former life and situation. The extent life had changed for her in a matter of mere weeks was staggering.
"Stop doing that."
She looked up sharply. After so long a silence, it had startled her to hear him speak. He looked angry. "Stop what?"
"Sitting there and judging me. Stop it, I don't like it."
"I wasn't judging you."
"Oh, you weren't. Reckon you expect me to believe that. Reckon you think I'm so great a fool as to believe anything you say."
His face surged red. Celinda's heart began racing. He seemed to be deliberately working up anger toward her. A preface to another rape attempt? She had to restrain herself from leaping up and running. "I'm sorry if I've made you mad. I'll not judge you, I promise." He took that in, then nodded curtly. The angry ruddiness of his face lessened. Celinda felt a sweep of relief. Eyes fixed on her, he took another swig of whiskey, put away the flask, then turned his gaze to the flames again.
"Folks have always judged me. Everybody I'm around. Setting in judgment like they was kings or magistrates or something. Damn them. Every one of them."
The liquor had given his voice an unpleasant, grating quality. It struck Celinda that agreeing with him might warm his attitude toward her. "Yes," she said. "People are bad to judge other folks."
"They are, yes indeed," he scratched his beard. "Ain't nobody suited to judge me unless they know the terrible thing that was done to me by my own mammy.